spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number 3.
AG shoots it down.
Let's start with the vaccines.
The AG looked at the law and he basically said that the state and local governments cannot require vaccines. That violates Arizona law that says that you cannot force people to get a vaccine or a shot if they don't want to. Now, it's different if you're talking about the healthcare industry, government hospitals.
That right there, our legal expert, Monica Lindstrom. So Gatos, Brnovich, the man who got rid of the ban on nunchuck, says, you know what, you can't force people to get this.
So what, Tucson wanted their, you know, employees to get it.
Yeah. And
to get the vaccine. Listen, I'm not a lawyer. I go with what Brnovich says. I go with what Monica says. I'm not a lawyer. But here's what I think is going to happen, and I think it's already happening. If you're unvaccinated and you're in that area, you're gonna get nailed on your health insurance. From what I understand, the Board of Supervisors already decided to raise unvaccinated employees' health insurance premiums by $60 each pay period and $1,500 every year. So let's say you're working in Tucson, and I know the mayor of Tucson said, listen, if you work for the government, you've got to get vaccinated, and Brnovich shoots it down. Okay. Well, what they can do is take it out of your check. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want $1,500, $2,000 taken away from me each year. And I think maybe if you are unvaccinated out there, you're going to think twice. Maybe you'll say, is it worth me losing $2,000 a year? Maybe not. If I go to the hospital and I'm unvaccinated because now I've gotten sick, that's a $20,000 bill. Maybe what I should do is, you know, go get the free vaccine, and then I won't be losing all this money. So I think you're going to see a lot of private companies do that, too.
Hey, if you get sick, because, like, it was an Oscar De La Hoya is fighting for his life.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now, and he said he's vaccinated.
Yes.
Could he sue and say?
He is vaccinated.
That's what
right?
he said. Now, I don't know it to be true,
okay.
But, you know, okay, that's costing me $20,000 to go to the hospital, and I am vaccinated. Shouldn't you cover everything at that point?
Well, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to get hit with the $20,000.
You're still going to get hit in a lot of cases now. Even with the bills of going to the hospital, it's just less likely to happen.
Did you also see Cedric Ceballos,
the
former son? He is in the hospital, deathly ill. I don't know if he got vaccinated, but, you're going to get an increased cost with some of this health insurance premium. It's going to happen, and it's already happening.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number 2.
Get ready to gamble.
All right, you degenerates.
The new Arizona law allowing sports gambling to be run by professional sports team will remain in place. Last night, a Maricopa County judge refused to uphold a challenge from the Yavapai Prescott Indian tribe, who wanted the law declared unconstitutional. This means major sports betting kicks off on Thursday, right along with the start of the 2021 NFL season.
What? Let me tell you something. First of all, you heard Monica top of the hour talk about why'd you guys wait this long, because they knew they probably weren't going to win. The whole thing was to try to get a stay.
Right.
And the reality is they would have been totally fine with this, how they got a piece of it. At the end of the day, it's business, Gatos.
Right.
And you are trying to stop this from happening, not because it's unconstitutional, because you don't got any of it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a cut in it. It's going to be a totally different thing. I would have probably sued, too, to see what happened. But, you know, it's going to go forward. So, like, are you gonna delve into this at all? Is this something that you're going to do? Because I don't know if I never asked you. I don't know if, like, when you go to Vegas, do you go and do you play craps? Do you do that kind of stuff?
I used to, but I don't much anymore. I'm more of an office pool guy. We're having fun, you know, like for golf and stuff like that. I mean, but I've never been a big gambler when it comes to sports. Because it's just never been my thing. And I got a couple buddies, and this is what they do for a living. And it's really funny. One of them does not like sports at all. Everything is analytical. He approaches it in a very weird way where he's got computers and the whole nine yards. And he bets weird things like Tuesday night, like Fordham versus, like, you know, Dayton basketball. But it's all about numbers. But for the average person, this is a huge thing, especially being able to do it at a stadium.
Yeah, like, you know, if you can do it when you see a Diamondbacks game, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to make the game more interesting. You can bet on silly little things, I'm sure. you can bet a dollar. Let's say you're not a big gambler. You can bet $1,000. You can bet $1. I think the Diamondbacks will get two hits in one inning. See what the odds are, right?
A billion to one.
Right. But I think that makes it a little bit more fun. So there'll be some people who say, yeah, I'm going to put $5,000 on the Diamondbacks having more than five runs. Or they're going to be somebody like me, oh, I'll put a dollar on it. Or I'll put $10 on it or $20 on it. And it'll make it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, mini Vegas, right?
And that's exactly what it is. It is mini Vegas, and it keeps it interesting. That's why sports wanted this so bad.
The All-Arizona Daily Download.
Number one.
Sky Harbor was busy.
Now, how busy was it?
As people fly in and out of Sky Harbor International Airport.
Welcome to being Sky Harbor.
Some travelers notice flights look very different compared to last year.
I took a few last year, and we had, like, spaces in between, and now they're all packed up again. It doesn't feel like we're pretty spaced out anymore.
Now, Becky, you went to Tennessee.
Yep.
Way back, kind of packed. The way there, you got to basically sit in the jump seat.
Everybody had a row to themselves on the way out. Yeah.
Wow.
Weird. Middle of the week, evening. But, yeah, first time I've seen that in ages.
Huh. So then you came back and had a full flight.
I had a full flight, yes.
Well, I mean, if you look at some of the numbers for the TSA, you know, it's pre-pandemic numbers. So a lot of people during Labor Day, you know, went to the airport and got on a plane. And it's interesting that a lot of people did that because the numbers this year are way worse than last year. You would think we'd be in a better spot this year with COVID than we were last Labor Day. COVID infections were up more than four times what we saw last year on Labor Day. That's a 316% increase from last Labor Day. Hospitalizations are up 158% from last Labor Day. It's just incredible that we're doing worse than we were last Labor Day. And, you know, but still, I think we're all tired of this pandemic. We want to get on a plane, and we want to go enjoy ourselves. And Becky Lynn, you did that, and you had a good time.
I did.
Yeah, and the Vols won, so enjoy that
better
win this year.
Oh, roll Tide! Roll Tide!
Yeah,
oh, they
that
did roll, by the way.
Yes, they
did roll. I don't know if Mike Broomhead's okay. I got to go check on him because Miami got hurt bad. They got a different kind of tide that hit them, a tsunami. But look, people are going to travel, and because you can't live in fear, and people are at the point where they're like, look, I would rather, essentially, if I'm going to get sick, I'd rather do it doing something I'm enjoying than being stuck in a house and going from one little place to another. And if you take care of yourself and you do, you know, do the thing where you go out and you get your, you know, you get your shot, your stuff, and you're just using common sense, more often than not, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But you can't live in fear. And I think people are like, I'm just going to get out there and live my life because this is endemic, not pandemic.
Yeah. And think about it. Last year on Labor Day, you said, well, maybe I'll wait a year. You're just wasting your life away. This thing's going to be around for a long time. You might as well get on a plane. It might be worse next Labor Day. Who knows?
Who knows? Might be better. Might be gone. Oh! The Arizona Daily Download's been brought to you by...
brought to you by...
Parker & Sons Plumbing & Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award. Oh, yeah. Gatos, I've missed this. We're going to talk about your poll there. Your thing you did with the old Mike Broomhead. We're going to talk about that. And we got so much other stuff. And later, we're going to talk about Joe Rogan, ivermectin. Man, a lot of people are hitting me up over, did you see Joe Rogan got sick and he got better because of this? Well, I'm going to play you everything he took before you go, oh, my God, it's because of this that he was saved. And we can go from there.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That is us. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm back in studio, and Gatos decided today was, you know, this week he's going to take some time off by working out of the house because I'm back!
It's not time off, man. I'm still working.
I know that.
I was supposed to go to Jamaica this week. I should have my rear end on a beach right now and no shirt on. And that, I'll tell you, is a beautiful thing.
It is. Well, so you got the, you know, you got the whole bod for it, right?
That's right.
Because all
right.
The softball.
That's right, in softball shape. So that got canceled. My wife got COVID. She feels perfectly fine. Vaccines are amazing. Vaccine protected me from getting it because I was around her when, you know, she was probably contagious. And her vaccine has enabled her to just be really fine, really mild. So, hey, the Gatos BQ poll question of the day. It's brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. It's about breakthrough cases. So I'm asking, how many vaccinated people do you know who have had a breakthrough case? Do you know anybody, Chad, other than my wife?
No. Do not know anybody else other than
your
wife.
So you're between one and five. All right, so here are the options. None, okay? I don't know anybody who's had a breakthrough case. B, one to five. C, 5 to 10 people. Or D, over 10. So I'm at five. I know five people. You know none. But the number one answer, I believe, is none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
everybody keeps saying it just, it's so, see, here's what I got to tell you. Here's what I don't believe. Aren't the CDC, they're not really even looking at any of these breakthrough cases, are they?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, then how many people have had a breakthrough case and didn't call the CDC? I've had two people that I know have a breakthrough case and they ended up calling the CDC so that it could be recorded. Because sometimes, you could go get tested and that'll give the numbers to the CDC. But there are other people who are like, hey, I'm vaccinated. I know I'm not feeling good. It's definitely COVID because, my kid had it or what have you. And that's never included in any of the numbers. So I think it's happening more than we realistically know.
Well, I mean, if you look at and let's be real, this is like the flu shot. If you look at the flu shot every year is effective to the range of 30 to probably 60%.
Yeah.
So
this
is probably something akin to that, where, I would say it's probably a little bit higher, maybe at 60% or 70%. But there's also probably a lot of people that test positive for it that are completely asymptomatic or only testing because somebody they know has it. And they're like, well, I should probably go get tested. But they wouldn't know about it outside of that.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. What am I supposed to do? Because my wife has COVID, but such mild symptoms. I got tested last Friday, but I still wasn't
allowed. I would have just gone, if I were you, I would have went to Jamaica. But whatever.
What do I know? that would have been a really nice week, and then I would have come back to hell.
Or no home.
And no home. But I tested negative on Friday, but I'm not really allowed to come to the office. I was told, hey, listen, you know what? You're in close proximity to your wife. You live in the same house. Just do the 10 days with her, even though you don't have it. Like, that's the other thing. I don't have it. I'm not, my wife hasn't been anywhere. I've been to places. I've been to the grocery store. I've been over there. I went and got a coffee. I went and did this. I can actually go and do something other than come into the office and do my own show. I get it. Like, I'll ask you, would you want me sitting next to you today?
I have zero problems because I know you've tested it would be negative, and I've had it and I've got the vaccine, so I'm teeming with antibodies.
Yeah, the best thing you can get.
I wouldn't worry about you being here. And it's funny because I think if you ask a lot of employees, they would be like, no, there's zero problems because you've tested for it in the whole nine yards.
Right.
I think it's more the employer than the employees.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't argue any of that stuff.
No.
I mean, it's like going into a business. Do you want me to wear a mask? Okay, I'll wear a mask. Is it okay if I don't? Okay, I probably won't. All right, it's stuff like that. You go to HR and you say, what do you want me to do? My wife has COVID. She's got very little symptoms. Do you want me to do the show from home or do you want me to come in? They said, do the show from home. So, and that's fine. I just wonder how many more I know of one. I know of five people that have had breakthrough cases now. I think that's a pretty high number. I really do. The number one. So the big Q, how many vaccinated people do you know who had a breakthrough case? Number one answer, 61%. I don't know anybody. So I guess that's good.
Yeah.
61% say, I don't know anybody.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't, outside of your wife, I know nobody that has had a breakthrough case.
Right.
And, you know, and the thing is, doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. It's just as far as people that are sharing it. And they may not even know they've had a breakthrough case because the majority of these, and I mean the vast majority, are completely asymptomatic. And you could go, well, my throat's a little scratchy, but, you know, the weather. Or I've had a headache, so I'm taking, yep, you know, a nap, and I feel better in less than 24 hours.
Let me talk about that for a second. Yeah. So get this. So last Tuesday, you know, we're getting ready, you know, for our trip, which was supposed to be this weekend, to Jamaica. And so my wife says my throat's a little bit sore. And so all I said was, hey, we have these take-home COVID tests. You can get them for like $15-$20. Just take one. And the only reason I had her, you know, take one is because we had to test negative to go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
You have to have a negative COVID test to go to Jamaica. So I said, just take it. It's Tuesday. We leave in 5 days. You know, I'm sure you don't have COVID. There's no, dude, there's no way we would have ever had her go and get a COVID test with the symptoms she was showing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She was showing such little symptoms. And if we weren't going to Jamaica, she never would have taken a test because she just feels a little bit off, just a little bit. And so that's the crazy thing. She could have been in this house and I could have been right next to her and she could have COVID. And the vaccine is so good that it makes hopefully your symptoms as mild as anything. We never would have known. We never would have known she had COVID because her symptoms were so mild. The only reason that we knew is because we knew we had to take a test to go to Jamaica. And, you know, that's basically what happened.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. It is crazy. And you know, you talk about the symptoms, and we're going to touch on that because Joe Rogan caused controversy, as he always does, because that's what happens. And
he's a podcaster.
He's a podcaster.
Very popular podcast.
Not just he's the most popular, dominant podcaster, probably
correct,
the most listened to, I would say, not only the podcaster anymore, because I think he's taking that over from Adam Carolla, but arguably the most listened to broadcaster maybe in the world at this point in time. And, you know, he causes controversy because he has anybody and everybody on, and he tested positive. We're going to touch on that and some of the symptoms he had and how he said he got over it. And it's very interesting what he said, but then again, it causes controversy because people can't see anything other than trying to win their argument. We shall discuss that. Kids, we're just getting started today. Where do you guys hear the story? I'm going to tell you a little bit later about a conversation I had with a couple Border Patrol agents that will make your jaw hit the floor. It is truly crazy. It's the Gators and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gators and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
So, I like Joe Rogan. And one of the reasons is because he has anybody on. There's a guy who's in his, you know, what, mid, I think he's like 54, 55, MMA, comedian, all of this stuff. And his podcast is massive. He got $100 million from Spotify to move over there. And he says some crazy stuff. Earlier this year, he says, look, if you're super healthy and young, you really need to get a vaccine. And I understand what he was saying because he was looking at the numbers. I mean, the reality is we're looking at the numbers, and the numbers were saying it's not like the Spanish flu. 20-year-olds were dying, and 30-year-olds were dying with the Spanish flu. Not the same thing. But I kind of understood what he was doing there. But he got it, and then he came out and talked about the fact that he got it, and it was crazy because so many people were sending me stuff, Gatos, as if like, ha-ha, look at your guy got it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, but he's fine now. And so you had some people who were excited that he got it to say, ha ha. And then other people were excited to say, see, Chad, you don't understand. Ivermectin saved him. That's not true.
Right.
And this is what he took. So he was talking about the stuff he took to get better. He said he came home. He'd been partying for 3 days. He was on the road. He went to Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, and then Orlando, flew home, said he was drinking till like 3 a.m. playing pool. He got home. He goes, I woke up in the morning because I knew it wasn't a hangover. So he tested, separated. He goes, look, I'm lucky. I got a huge house. So I separated from the kids and everything. But he said, so he had already had a plan in place, Gatos, of what he was going to do if and when he caught this thing, of what he was going to take.
So we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pack, prednisone, everything.
He also took vitamin drips. He took all kinds of things. He said, I got what Trump got.
Yeah, he got the Trump treatment.
Yeah.
Because he's a celebrity, he's rich, he set it up. And so he was ready to, you know, most healthy people will not get that monoclonal or whatever they call it. That's really saved for, the hospitals won't give that to you unless you got some underlying condition and you have COVID bad and you get it early enough. So he got the Trump treatment because, well, he can afford to do that.
Yeah. He said, because today he had on Tom Segura, who's hilarious. I love Tom's my favorite comic in the world. And he had Tom on. And, you know, because they were talking about, you know, he goes, ivermectin. And the thing with ivermectin, just understand this, people, when people say you don't look at it. No, I look at it. There is a difference between, and he said, I got ivermectin that was prescribed to me. He didn't go to the tax store to buy it and take a whole bunch of it. He got it, you know, prescribed to him. And the debate about ivermectin comes for the fact that it's, the FDA warns against the over-the-counter going down to the tack as opposed to what you would get if you went to a doctor who may, you know, you come back from a faraway land and you maybe you got something and they give it to you in a certain dose. But he had everything set up. His doctors had everything set up for him already. He knew when to get a drip, the whole nine yards. He got it done immediately. And he said one day was pretty, you know, he goes, I didn't feel great. He goes, but the next day I felt fine. And he goes, by Monday, I was 100% and I feel amazing. Most people don't get that.
No. I think it's dangerous what he did. He's first of all, he's not vaccinated, and you're right. He did downplay the vaccines, which is wrong. The guy's got a lot of pull. We've seen four conservative radio talk show hosts. They're dead.
Yeah.
They all went on the air. I think you know a few of them.
Yeah.
They all went on the air. They were all against the vaccine. They all said this thing was fake, and they all died. So, you know, I listen, you and I sit here, we talk about the news, we goof around a little bit, we're serious at times, we're funny at other times. But, you know, to tell our audience something that's factually incorrect when it comes to the vaccine and all that kind of stuff, we would never do. We had four conservative radio hosts that did it, and they're all dead.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan, you know.
He didn't play it. No, but here's the thing. He said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. My parents, I told them to get vaccinated. I just think that the way that the media has played some of this stuff, and let's be real, the media has been out of control when you hear people going out and saying, you should be scared and live in fear of this.
Right.
Totally is insane.
Yeah.
So, and he goes, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm totally pro-vaccine. Just for him, no, it wasn't a thing because he goes, I felt like I can, you know, this thing is something that I can
take
on.
Yeah, but it's too bad because he's got a lot of pull and he could say, hey, listen, I got the vaccine and you know what? You should get it too. It's safe. Now it's FDA approved, but he didn't do that. He likes to be as controversial as possible. But you know, it comes to a point where in your life you say, "Listen, I've got some pull here. Maybe I should get the vaccine and tell everybody they should also get it." He could have done that, and he didn't. And I think that he missed an opportunity.
Well, I mean, you know, look, he always, like he says, like when he was talking about the vaccine, he came out and said, "Look, guys, I'm a nobody comedian who says stuff off the top of my head." So take that for what it is. And, you know, which I think is true. I mean, you know, I think all too often people pour too much into it. I've always said this, like I'm a nothing outside of my family and a few friends. I'm just a human being that goes on like anybody else. I mean, and, you know, too often I think we put so much into people where we got to listen and we hang on their words. No, you do your own homework on stuff. If it's right for you, if you don't have anything wrong for you, if you're not going to get sick because of the vaccine, then yeah, do it. And but when I hear people sending me stuff saying, oh man, see, ivermectin works. No, you're not getting it the same place. You don't have a drip. You're not having a nurse or a doctor come by your house and set you up and have it pre-planned. You don't have that. For him, totally fine. If I was in his position, maybe I rethink it until it became FDA approved because I have the money to rethink it. A lot of people don't.
Right.
A lot of people don't. And I don't think people get that always. I don't think people understand. He's not getting the same thing. Trump didn't get the same thing that you're going to get. And that's what people need to understand. He gets better. I'm just letting you guys know that. All right. Should you be billed? No, never. But if you miss a friend or family member's wedding, and I think we know my take on weddings, don't ever invite me. And I promise you, I won't invite you to mine kind of thing. And we're going to discuss that. Should you be billed if you can't come because of, well, whatever reason. Discuss it straight ahead. Get us a chat show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Douglas and Deidre Simmons were irritated after 8 people who RSVP'd were no-shows for their destination wedding in Jamaica. So they decided to post a fake invoice for the cost of 2 unused seats on Facebook. The couple said the mock invoice, which has since gone viral, was just for laughs and called it a teachable moment.
Gatos, was that you guys?
No, it was not. Oh, it hurts. So what did they invoice? Wedding guests who didn't show up, $240.
Yeah. Look, you know what? If you want me to show up, have it at my house.
That's right. That's right. I remember I went to a wedding. My buddy got married like 20 years ago. And he invited, gosh, probably 25 years ago. He invited the general manager of the radio station that we worked with, okay? And I know that he, his wife, and 2 kids were coming to the wedding. And my buddy did it out of, well, we'll just invite him. I work for the guy. And meh. 4 people, they didn't show for the wedding for no reason. They didn't cancel. They didn't show. And they bought him steak knives. That's all. That's all. So my friend lost money on that. There were 4 meals, 4 spots. And he got crappy steak knives that cost $9.99 over at Fry's or something. So I'm all for it. If you don't show up for the wedding and that's going to cost me money, I'm billing you.
Unless it's like a real excuse. And COVID right now gives everybody the great excuse to never do anything you don't want to do.
Like if you were ever to be invited to a wedding, you'd just be like, listen, I got COVID.
Yeah. And if not, I'm hoping I get it. So let's just, because I don't want to go. Because that seems like an all-day thing that I don't want to
do. Can't believe you don't like weddings. Free food. I mean, dancing. I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah. No. Weddings are silly. Don't invite me. I won't invite you.